Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
When we took the break, I was talking about some of the experiences, good and bad, and some of the choices I had to make. And, of course, we're talking about, you know, not renting out an office. It creates a great deal of it's nice not to know that you don't have to pay out a rent, and you don't have to pay out a salary. You don't have to be responsible for employees, and so the extent you can do it, and you can discipline yourself. It is a good choice. And the other advantage, of course, is that instead of paying out monies to others for additional electricity and additional telephone service, etc., what you have already in the home, you can allocate part of it, a reasonable portion of it, as your expenses. And so instead of being a cost, it's a savings of being able to apply some of the things like your cellular, you some entertaining costs and the electricity, etc., to your income, and that's a real plus. So it has been overall a very good experience and something I would recommend for people to the extent you can do it. There are, of course, huge amount of you that are in professions and in businesses that's absolutely impossible. It's not a practical choice. But to the extent it's a practical choice, it's something that I look at as a very positive decision that I made as I went forward in this new career. The other area you have that creates some stress, and luckily, as I mentioned, I had a good 2-year transition from the law firm to this new career. It was part of a policy that we have in the firm, and it gave me an opportunity to work into the thing slowly. And one of the things I was able to achieve is the engagement of my brother-in-law Guillermo Estella in the technology, and my daughter Evie into the logo, and so the website, the insertion of my business plan and development of my business plan, into the website, which it can be improved, and it will be improved, but I'm pretty happy with it. And it was on there when I started. It was up and running, due to having the chance to do it beforehand and to having good people, and if they happen to be family, Guillermo and Evie. The logo was kind of fun. If you go into the website and you'll see the colors, you'll see basically the red and blue, and then going to a light blue. And of course the red and the blue from Business Resolutions and most of it is the school colors, Harvard, the red and blue was Andover. But the more important thing is you have a gradation of the color from red to a very light blue, which is the gradation of resolving the conflict from rage, red, to calm, where the resolution comes in, the conflict is transformed to the light blue. I'm trying to think of a song, and I can't remember. In fact, Troy probably knows it. Blue persuasion. There's a word there before the blue. And I think that's where that light blue comes in, of the blue persuasion, which you're able to finally resolve the conflict. But the technology, as you start a new career, so that putting the technology together, getting the laptop, getting the kinds of programs you want in there, working with Radio Oso, and how to record the programs, how to transfer the programs here to the station, how to get that on your website, the podcast. Those were all, let's call them challenges and all, but with the people I had, with Guillermo and the people here at Radio Oso, it's been very easy. And not that there wasn't stress, not that there weren't some challenges at time to time, but it's been a great experience. And I think something anyone who's going into a new career has to deal with that technology, the logo, the colors, the business plan that they're going to put up, etc. And that was a challenge. I think was met. I had some advantages there. Another problem is you go from working in a firm where So many things are taken care of for you. Technology is one of them. The other one is, of course, your pension plan, your medical plan. And I took far too long in getting out of the COBRA, the continuation of the law firm's plan, which was very, very expensive. It's what we call, and the medical, they call it, the Rolls Royce. This is the best. But then if you're paying over $1,000 a month, for it, and it took me a while to sort of get that all done and go. Luckily, my wife and I now qualify for Medicare and shift it over with the Advantage plans that are available, get my daughter into a medical plan. That was a hassle. It was stressful working for things like technology and medical plans and pension plans are taking care of it. To doing it on your own I was derelict. I took too long. I spent much more money than I should have. I could have done it earlier, but it got done. As I said, one of the goals last year was to reduce debt, and one of the things, of course, was to get out of the into something that was more into a medical plan that was more reasonable and gave me just about the same kind of benefits. So that worked out not as quickly as I should have, but it worked out. One of the biggest concerns when you leave a large organization and you go on your own is what you could call falling into an abyss or dropping off a cliff. I mean, you're going to disappear from your normal engagements and all, and are people going to find out about you, etc. And that's something when you're starting a new career and you're jumping off from what you've been doing. In my case, over 42 years, it's a concern. It's something you have to worry about, and you have to plan on how you're going to do it. And merely setting up a website, that's not going to be very helpful, no matter how beautiful it is. You got to go beyond that. You got to get out there. And of course, among the things that turned out well, this Business Resolutions that I had started to work with from a legal standpoint when I was at McConnell Valdez, and it didn't work out from a legal standpoint to set up a program addressed the legal issues. The law firm decided that they didn't want to get involved with the that kind of a program, and I sort of, based on thinking about Radio Oso, I tweaked that into this Business Resolutions, and it's something, in terms of not falling into an abyss, has me out there talking about the issues in the business world that I wanted to talk to. And of course, as we discussed earlier, some additional programs on the comments that have come out on Wednesday, and this new program that I'm thinking of substantive, one would be on crime. Maybe we'll do something on the economy. Lord knows, but part of the goal there, besides I love it, it's interesting, I have fun, it's challenging, is also that it keeps me out there, and people continuously are hearing about me and finding out what I'm doing, etc. So that is Radio Oso has been very good in terms of that. In terms of keeping away from the abyss, this is something wasn't hard to do because I've been always involved is keeping involved in voluntary as a volunteer in various organizations, both civic, the Chamber of Commerce. I'm with the Negotiation and Conflict Resolution Committee and very involved with the president and everything that's being done. Incidentally, this Friday we had a fantastic initiation of the celebration of the 100th anniversary of the Chamber of Commerce. And our Chamber of Commerce is the number 6 in terms the number of years it's been, but in terms of its recognition at the U.S. level. Celebrating 100, and it was done within the Sacred Heart with a mass, lot of unity, a lot of looking forward to achieving a lot of great things. And then with an art exhibit that had to do with 30 business people and that were depicted in this these artworks that was that went well in hand with the 100th anniversary celebration on Friday. So that was a great event. But in any case, what I'm saying is involved in these different, both the civic, with San Juan Rotary, with the United Nations Association, with the Red Cross, with the Congreso de Líderes, with the Fundación Histórica del Tribunal Supremo, where we're trying to bring the importance of the judicial system to our youth, so they learn about the importance of the judicial system. And all these philanthropic things and civic things, while you're out there involved, challenging yourself with the strategies they have to undertake, and if you undertake it in a leadership goal or just an active director, they keep you meeting people, the people that you already know. You're maintaining those relationships, and so involve volunteerism, which as you know from what we discuss as one of the values of this Business Resolutions program, is something that's really also important, not only from your satisfaction, personal satisfaction point of view, but also important in terms of getting you out there and meeting people and networking and developing great relationships that are so valuable, both from a personal development as well from a business, a professional development. The other thing in terms of maintaining the contacts is for example, making sure, I've seen it in my law firm, people leave and just never come back to visit. People that have been there 40 years, don't see them again. Well, I make sure that I go back periodically and make sure I make an arrangement to have lunch with some of the group and just go by, walk around, and say hello to people. Keeping the relationships with your past entities, whether they're civic or whether they're professional, is also an important thing that I have done and continue to try to do. So those are some of the areas that I, in terms of my experience, I face and some of the ways I've tried to handle those challenges or those obstacles of going on and starting a new career, in terms of some of the things that you're going to always, anybody who starts is going to face. I think we want to take a break, and I don't know whether we have about 2 minutes left. Okay, we'll take a break, and we'll be right back.